Rocco, Batman, Robin, Justice League, Power Rangers, Teen Titans, Hero Cats, Star Wars, and more on the podcast.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thanks for listening to the podcast this week for the new all-ages comics for the week of December 6th, 2017. Hey, this is Trey. How are you? Hope you're having a great day wherever you are, because it's a manic time of year. To help celebrate that, we've got some fun music from Hiram Chahadi. You can hear all of Hiram Chahadi's music over at Free Music Archive, and it's really interesting world music, classical, electronic stuff. Check it out, why don't you? Now then, on with the comics. Let's talk anthropomorphic wallabies. And if you're an early 90s Nickelodeon fan, you know what I'm talking about. It's Rocco's Modern Life. This was a series that aired on Nickelodeon for 4 years, from 93 to 97. And it was in the vein, I'll call it more aggressive than The Simpsons, but not as aggressive as Ren and Stimpy. And by aggressive, I mean kind of smelly, sticky humor that translated more to adults, but to kids also. Even though the series was written for kids and adults from the creators, parents who looked at it said, you know what, I'm not going to let my kid watch Ren and Stimpy. However, Rocco's Modern Life, they were all over. It's coming back to Nickelodeon in 2018, and it's back in comic books now from two fabulous creators from The Regular Show and Adventure Time, Ryan Ferrier and Ian McGinty, two all-star rock star comic creators, have bonded together to create Rocco's Modern Life, issue number one. It's out this week from Boom Studios, and the humor is going to be very similar to the way it was back in the day on the show on Nickelodeon. It's not going to be as adult, but it's one of those that kids and adults can read. And some of the jokes are going to skew older, but most of them are going to be great for kids who are in middle school and up. Great parallel for this is going to be if your kids like Regular Show, either the comic book or the cartoon, they're going to love this, even if they've never heard of the property itself, Rocco's Modern Life. And I find that kind of hard to believe, because I think that they would have at least heard of it from being kind of old school hip. Great comic book there from Boom Studios. It's $3.99, and issue number one is out this week. This comic book, this is the fourth issue in the miniseries. It kind of fell between the cracks. Similar to another graphic novel that has its release this week, this one kind of fell between the cracks, mainly because this is a miniseries, and the miniseries issues seemingly didn't come out for a month or two, or I missed them, and who knows what happened. I don't think I missed him, though, because this series started in the spring, or early summer, I think. Chimichanga, The Sorrow of the World's Worst Face. Now, this is a very unlikely all-age comic book. That is great. Really is. It's from Eric Powell, the guy who does The Goon. And this comic book, it has shades of Tim Burton in the fact that it takes the bizarre and those things that are just outside of society's mainstream, but it presents them in a way that is great for the all-age audience. In this one, it takes a look at a traveling circus, Wrinkles Traveling Circus, and specifically Lula. Lula is a young bearded girl, and she has befriended the world's worst face person. How they make this mishmash of a traveling circus kind of a Jim Rose circus thing, except without the body piercing, into an all-age comic that is fabulous, is really part of the, I guess, the mastery of their storytelling and their art. But they do, and I say that to drive home the point that despite this description that I'm totally stepping on, this is a great comic book that ages 6 and up can enjoy. 6 and up, really. I gave Chimichanga, I think it was issue number 2, to our 6-year-old, and he liked it. He couldn't read it on his own, but he liked looking at the art, and it didn't scare him. It's fabulous stuff. And issue number 4 is out this week. And this is one where you can pick up issue number 4. You're really going to like it. Or if you wait about a month, the graphic novel that collects all of the issues will be out, which you're going to like as much. So pick your poison. Either one, it's great. And it's from Dark Horse Comics. It's Chimichanga, The Sorrow of the World's Worst Face. And issue number 4 out this week. Could you do us a favor, please? Could you leave us a rating on the pod service that brought you here? If it's like Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, whatnot. If you could leave us a rating, that would be super. Maybe share it with a friend. Or even if you find it on YouTube, kind of share it with a friend who might need to know something about all-age comics. That would be great. This is an all-age comic that is released just in time for the holidays. There are a couple this week that kind of fall in that vein because they're really great go-to trade paperbacks or graphic novels. This is Batman and Robin Adventures, Trade Paperback Volume 2. This one collects Batman and Robin Adventures, Issue 18, Issue 11 through 18, rather, and the Batman and Robin Adventures Annual Number 1. So you've got 9 issues that retail for just under $20, but you buy them on sale through some of the links, and they're $16. This is the all-age Batman that was printed back in the early 2000s, I think. So these aren't new stories, but the art in this is very timeless, and it's very all-age friendly. It is fabulous, and if you have a young superhero reader who wants to get caught up on some really good Batman and Robin adventure tales, check out this one. It's the Trade Paperback Volume 2, and it's going to be great for ages 6 and up. The younger ages may need help reading it, but if you've got an 8-year-old who can read on their own and likes to read on their own, this is going to be their sweet spot. Now let's skew just a little bit older, shall we, and take a look at this one. And older being, I'll say, middle school. This is Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, issue 1 of 6. This is the sequel to a very cool miniseries that had the Turtles teaming up with Batman in a slightly more advanced miniseries. I'm going to pause here for a second because there was a great graphic novel that was released early in 2017 called Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures. The adventures being the key part. That is an all-age title. This one is going to be old. It's going to be okay for middle schoolers and up because the violence is going to be a little more realistic. The story is going to be slightly more sophisticated, and it may be a little scary for some of those kids who might be in elementary school but want to read this. Having said that, the art in this is beautiful. The first series was great, and I have no reason to suspect that this second incarnation of this very cool miniseries will be anything less than fabulous. In this one, Donatello from the Turtles wants to do some advanced training. So he opens up a portal to another doorway, another time doorway, and accidentally brings Bane back to his city. That's what happens. So can Donatello get back to save the Turtles from this very evil villain that he's brought back to New York City? I think he can, but it's going to be a great 6-issue miniseries. IDW and DC Comics have teamed up on this. They say the rating is teen. You know what? If you're in middle school, I think you're going to be cool with it. I'll go back to my middle school self some odd years ago. I would have loved this and been A-okay with it. It also features Robin with a sword on the cover, so you can't go wrong with that. This next graphic novel combines two properties that each had movies that both underperformed this year. Having said that, this comic book, or this miniseries and this graphic novel, is great. So if these two properties can get their stuff together, they're going to have a great movie sometime. It's going to be separate, but it wasn't this year. It's Justice League Power Rangers. This is the graphic novel that collects issues 1 through 6 from this great comic book miniseries from Boom Studios and DC Comics. Again, comic book-wise, this was great. It had the panache of the Justice League, as well as the mystery and the teamwork and the teen awkwardness of the Power Rangers. It did such a great job of combining that, as well as the whole kind of otherworldly elements of these two superheroes that don't exist in the same timeline. Great graphic novel. Perfect for holiday giving. It retails for under $25 by the links. It's $20, and if you're curious about how the movies did, they both seem to have lost money, which is kind of disappointing. And ironically enough, Man of Steel, the Superman movie from a couple years ago, that is going to make more movie, more money rather, than the new Justice League movie, which is very ironic and very disappointing. So get your stuff together and revisit the graphic novel series that says things could be different. This trade paperback is also a great gift this holiday season. It's one of the jams for your go-to all-age comic audience. It's Teen Titans Go! Teen Titans Go! You have to say it with the exclamation mark. This collects issues 19 through 24 from this really great series from DC Comics. Its price point is awesome as a single issue, and the price point also for this graphic novel that collects these 19 through 24, so you got five issues. Five issues of fun. Retails for $13. Really great, great thing. Who loves this series? Anybody six and older, boys or girls. It skews everybody perfectly, and the kids love it. It's a Teen Titans Go trade paperback, volume 4, Smells Like Teen Spirit. So you even get a little nice Nirvana pun in there. This, is it a trade paperback? What's the best way to describe it? It's a special hardcover edition, hardcover collected edition, that collects the first 6 issues of Hero Cats. We've often spoke about how much this series has grown since the first 6 issues. And this is worth mentioning because I love this format for collecting comic books. It's a hardcover thing, and we've also got recently, as an aside, SpongeBob Comics has a hardcover edition of some of their best stories that came out about a month ago. Wow! What a great way to enjoy SpongeBob. This is going to be the same way for Hero Cats. Hardcover, so it's going to have a thicker spine, more like a proper library book than a graphic novel. Whereas the graphic novel would have a softer spine, this is hard, it's classy, and it is great fun if you like Hero Cats. And who would like this series? It's going to be advanced reading for those 6 and up, but it's going to have enough adventure to where that young age could look at it and say, this is fun, I like looking at it, and I'm curious to read some of these sight words. Ages 8 and up that can read, you're going to be able to jump into this like no tomorrow, like Catnip to Cats. You'll be able to follow along with Stellar City Cats, Cassie, Midnight Rocket, Rocco, Ace, and Belle. And plus the creator of this series, Kyle Putcomer, stand-up guy. Marcus Williams also does some of the art on this, well-known from his stuff with Action Lab Entertainment. Retails for under $20, and it's for the fans of Hero Cats and presentation-wise. If you're looking for a good library donation to your local library for an all-age comic they're going to go mental over, this is it. Star Wars opens up very soon. Star Wars, you don't even need to say what movie it is, but in case we have any purists out there who don't know, Star Wars The Last Jedi opens up very soon, and this is a book that's going to be for your middle school readers that want to jump into the Star Wars mythos early and figure out what's going on at Canto Bight. Canto Bight is an area, I believe it's like a luxury gaming facility or a luxury resort area within the Star Wars universe that happens to host a portion of the next movie. Are you curious? You Star Wars fans are. This has 4 relatively short stories that's going to be great for middle schoolers or up. It's Star Wars Canto Bight, and it's a book. So, you bookers, you readers, this is for you. It's got four stories, very few, if any, illustrations, but if you want to jump into Star Wars before the movie comes out, this is your avenue. Usagi Yojimbo also comes out this week. How great is this comic book? It is for fans of Gru, to an extent. Coincidentally, also from the same publisher, Dark Horse Publishing, or Dark Horse Comics. But Usagi Yojimbo has the mythos of feudal Japan, the anthropomorphic animals that kids like to see and read about, but it's also a little more real. So is it for all ages? Would a six-year-old like it? Probably not. And even, I guess, Truth Detector, some parents may not be cool with a six-year-old reading this because it does have life or death consequences. Case in point, in this issue, issue 164 from Stan Sakai, you have the leader of one gang is found dead. But it's an anthropomorphic leader. He's in the shape of a bear. So there are life and death consequences, but it's anthropomorphic life and death consequences. Upper elementary, you're going to be fine with this because you're going to be able to learn from the lessons, and by then you will have accepted that there are life and death things. Middle schoolers, you'll love it. Adults who like Stan Sakai, like me, you are already drinking the juice, and you know that it is one of the best comic books out there. Plus, it's in black and white. That's another reason why I like to recommend this comic book to kids, especially because it helps them appreciate and know and be exposed to more art forms and more types of comic books that are awesome and different, but also left of center. They're going to realize and kind of say, you know what, comics are awesome, but they don't have to be in color. They can be in black and white and still rock the house. And Usagi Yojimbo is the best example out there for this particular medium in comic books.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.